time is 8:17. We're talking things past. Now we need to talk things future, because Adam Pantanowitz is in the studio. He's a engineer twice over. He's a lecturer at his Omni Singularity University faculty, and we talk about the future, how things are evolving. So I don't want to ask you about moon bags, bum bags, fanny packs, because I think that we're going to have to just rely on Kim Kardashian and Beyonce to tell us where that's going. But tell us about relationships. Are relationships going to be changing in terms of the style of relation? And we see it already because of social media. You're not in a relationship until you say so on Facebook, right? That defines everything. Unless you have an Instagram romance, you don't exist as a couple. So we have started seeing relationships being a bit different to what they were. We've seen proposals have gone from a very private affair to this massive production because of social media. But that's on that level. Tell us how else it's evolving.
I think certainly Facebook official is a newly minted relationship status.
Right.
They used to be single, maybe seeing each other casually in a relationship, dating, whatever those statuses were. Facebook official became quite an important step in people's relationship. And this was kind of 10 years ago. Nowadays, I don't think many people are using Facebook as much as they were. But certainly, even the status and definition of relationships is starting to change. I think if we look at the relationship, first of all, that we have with our smartphones.
Right.
I keep saying to people that I believe that our neurology is starting to grow. Our nervous system itself is starting to grow.
Grow or shrink?
Grow.
Okay, that's a good thing.
Extend outside of our bodies. So in a way, these devices, our cell phone devices, have an element of our consciousness already embedded within them, because when we get that little push notification, we are compelled. It's almost an obsession to try and resolve that often, to try and look at what the state of the network is, how the network has changed, what information has changed. And we want to change the state of the network ourselves by putting information into the network about ourselves, sharing ideas, thoughts, things that are very personal perhaps. Not only that, the device knows a lot about us. The device may know more about us than some of our most loved ones, our significant others, our partners. So we're in a state now where we are redefining relationships with our technology. And I want to talk mostly about human relationships and how those are changing. But we have to acknowledge that we only have a limited amount of bandwidth in our lives to attend and focus attention at certain things in our daily lives. And a lot of our attention is going into our devices. This is a certainty. We are seeing people being distracted in normal moments to look at their device, to go and change the state of the network or see the network state change. So we are forming very strong relationships with technology, even if we think we are not. Whereas before...
So interesting that. It's absolutely right. And as you were talking, I was thinking to myself, I wonder why, even if you're sitting with people, and I'm talking about myself now, I'm sitting with you and Zanati and we're chatting, we're having a nice time, I get a WhatsApp, even though I know that it would do me no harm to answer it after our 45-minute coffee, there's something that nags and niggles and gnaws at me, and I'm not going to be able to settle down until I've said, excuse me, and I've messaged that person back. What is it in terms of our neurology, in terms of what's being created, that it's almost, and of course, there are many people that will say, well, nonsense, it doesn't happen to me, but I'm talking from a personal experience. It is my experience and it is my need, let's say. So I'm talking from a very personal perspective. I'm unsettled until I've put that to bed. What do you think that is?
I think that there are a few different things going on in your mind. First of all, you're filtering for important information there. You have, in a sense, an extension of your own mind that is in the smartphone.
Interesting.
Now, we haven't actually realized. This is very separate. I can throw this in the bin. It's separate.
He's holding his cell phone, by the way.
I'm gesturing to my cell phone.
Yes.
I can throw my cell phone in the bin. And thanks for pointing that out, of course. We are on the radio.
It is radio, yeah. That's what I do.
It's an extension of effectively our own consciousness,
right.
Even though we haven't defined it as such, it is somewhat invasive into our own minds. So this thing that is separate, we have one, an intimate relationship with, and two, it's becoming more and more part of us that extends to a variety of technology, and it's only going to get closer and closer. So when it comes to talking about relationships, we need to understand that we're already having intimate relationships with cell phones, for instance. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to some radical, crazy technology, so I'm going to throw something out, like a sex robot, for instance. Sex robots are on the increase. This is a field of innovation in robotics. There's a lot of innovation going on in that space. Now, it's not so mad to imagine that people are having relationships with these types of technologies. So there's a Japanese guy who was written about in media recently called Akihiko Kondo. Mm-hmm. And Akihiko Kondo actually married a holographic pop star that exists in Japan. So a holographic pop star is a little character, a little avatar, who on a daily basis this individual had engaged with, and eventually he got engaged to and married this
so character. Society that doesn't work out with Zimbabwean, I think go with a hologram.
Yeah, no, I think that's a good idea.
You certainly don't argue back, I don't think.
Well,
and he's not going to get pulled over at a roadblock.
It depends on the programming.
Right, that is true.
But at about $17,600 wedding ceremony. And the thing that strikes you most about this is a story.
It's not the saddest story ever.
I'm not sure. Let's
okay, let's analyze this. Fine.
But this individual spent this amount of money to marry this hologram. Now, this is the part of this that is most intriguing is that there were 3,700 other reported ceremonies of this nature where other men had married the same hologram. If you've seen the movie Her.
The same hologram?
The same hologram.
No.
This is a polygamous hologram. The same hologram. And if you've seen the movie Her, where the man falls in love with his operating system.
Right.
This isn't some far-fetched future reality. This is actually happening in practice in the year 2018. So talk about the future of relationships. We have to acknowledge a changing dynamic between humans and their technology, or humans and technology in general.
It's absolutely fascinating, but doesn't it speak to lack rather than to, I mean, to me it speaks to a number of things. It speaks to lack, in other words, the lack of ability to maybe have a relationship with a real person, and maybe it speaks to our intolerance and inability to deal with somebody that isn't ourselves, because people are imperfect and no relationship is perfect, and in the best of relationships there are going to be things that you have to work on and things you don't like about the other party, but you're going to have to accept them and love them through that, and they will accept yours and love you through that. And there's this whole give and take of compromise and learning and betterment of ourselves.
Absolutely.
Because of the relationships that we're in. If my relationship is now an extension of everything that I want, what does that say about where I'm going in the future? Can I develop and evolve? And what does it say about the future?
I absolutely believe that our relationships bring out in us qualities that weren't there before. I mean, every day I'm learning from my wife. She teaches me things all the time. I'm so lucky to have that.
Well, correct.
And without that, I think I would be greatly stifled. So there is certainly something in the human relationship which is so essential. And we've spoken about this future of relationships where people are getting more and more attached and connected to technology in interesting ways, which include all types of relationships, emotional, physical relationships, finding their meaning in some type of character. Now, I would imagine that these types of characters or relationships can be brought out from a piece of technology too. So one can be challenged similarly, but there is nothing like a human relationship. Certainly not now, and certainly not in the distant future. I think that at a point in time, there may be empathic robots, and we can talk about that. And AI may be able to bring out traits in you to make you a better person, no doubt. Mm. But I don't think you would ever get that magic that's created within a relationship. Or not in the near future, certainly.
I mean, you know, it's very simple. You know, if your holograph disagrees with you, it's like one more word and
One more word.
I'm powering you down. Right, yeah.
One more word, and I'm going to move into an area with load shedding.
That is, yeah. Oh, how do you continue a relationship? Eskom is ruining relationships all over Japan.
Absolutely.
3451 9 or 061 895 1019. It's obviously, I understand, a very weird conversation that we're having. But the interesting thing about it, and of course right now when we're talking about it in 2019, it's an extreme, and only 17,000 Japanese have married their holograph. But, and it doesn't mean that it's coming to Glen Hazel. We don't need to be concerned about that yet necessarily. But what this indicates is a very, very interesting trend, and somewhere in it lies, say, a truth and a concern and a reality that that is being reflected. I'd love your thoughts on it on 34519 or 061 895 1019. Nick says, please don't tell me that my phone is an extension of my consciousness because my phone is ancient. Well, I think on some level, Nick raises an interesting question, because we don't have a relationship with the actual physical phone, do we? It's really about
the network.
About the network.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes, it is. So the phone just is a channel to
access
a network of software, a network of other people, a network of access to information, and all of these concepts are encapsulated through a pretty archaic portal. Now, smartphones seem to be the next big thing and the new frontier of technology, but my opinion on it is that we are texting in a really kind of archaic way. We text, it takes a lot of time to get the information from our brains into the network.
Mm-hmm.
And nowadays we send voice notes, we send photos, and we even send videos. Now, that's a higher bandwidth way of sending information.
Right.
But we can't do so with only our, we can't do so with our thoughts yet. You know, we can't share those instantly.
Mm. Time is about to go 8:30. We're going to put this on hold. We're going to come back to it after news headlines, after we've spoken to Steve Ambrose. It's just something for you to think about, Adam. Jonathan says, Adam, that's the nicest backhanded compliment I've ever heard about a wife.
Why was it back?
I don't know. Jonathan is trying to get you into trouble. So we're going to have to pull the tapes. The time is 8:42. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem 101.9 High FM. I'm chatting in a studio to Adam Pantanowitz, and we're talking about the future of relationships. Earlier this morning, Zanati and I spoke about a Fox News article. A Tinder date allegedly sends a woman a list of improvements after the first date. And this is a quote, so I'm not embarrassed to be seen with you. So he says, hello, Kimberly. I know we went on a date quite a while ago, but I'd like to explain why I haven't messaged you. I feel like you could have made the date much better. Here's a few reasons why, and I apologize if I offend you. I don't think he means that. If you lose some weight, you would look incredible was number one. Number two, you're very pale. I know you aren't a fan of the sun, but a fake tan wouldn't hurt. Number three, no, I'm not reading. Number four, I think you need to wear clothes that suit your figure and maybe update your style slightly, just so I'm not embarrassed to be seen with you. You need to dye your hair a normal color and add extensions. Longer hair is much more attractive. You need to go natural. Stop wearing so much makeup. Just make yourself look decent. Don't overkill it. And on and on and on he goes. We had food. I know you got a salad, but having a full fat Coke is more calories than you actually need. You don't like this guy, hasn't it?
I really don't.
I don't know. You wouldn't go out with him, hey?
Never.
And of course, this is posted. She posted this to various platforms, and circling back, of course, to our relationship discussion in terms of relationships in the future. To some extent, you know, we talk about these holograms as being the ultimate weird future. But in fact, whether we like it or not, because of social media and because of technologies, the style of relationships, how we behave in a relationship, is shifting. And here's an example of that.
There's no doubt about that. One interesting thing is, you know, there's a social media called Reddit.
Mm, of course.
There's a subreddit specifically for Tinder. And
what?
Reddit is public.
Yes.
So what happens is people who have Tinder interactions, which they find interesting or funny or whatever, whatever's motivating them in that moment, they post those screenshots onto the Tinder subreddit for other people to scrutinize, comment on, learn from and maybe behave like that in the future. So even if you're having what you think is a private, intimate connection with another person on a dating app like Tinder, there's nothing to say that that's going to remain private.
No,
not only that, it could become public in a way that gets amplified. So these people sometimes will, for
instance... Can you imagine? I mean, all of a private conversation, what do you think is a private conversation, going completely viral on a platform like Reddit?
Absolutely. And not only then it gets reshared in other platforms.
I need to go and read Reddit. I know what I'm doing for the rest of the day. So what is the thing? It's Reddit, and then underneath it's got these Tinder conversations.
There's a Tinder, subreddit.
Oh,
can't wait.
And the Tinder subreddit will sometimes block out the name of the other person.
Right.
But often it's exposed. You can potentially find out who that person is if you were so inclined.
Incredible.
Now, not only is Tinder an element on these subreddits, but there are relationships and relationship advice subreddits where people anonymously... what they call throwaway accounts will expose information that is extremely personal to the world. The subreddits have over a million subscribers generally. I mean, I've seen, I think, over a million on the relationships subreddit.
Unbelievable.
And when they expose those personal relationships, they ask for advice. So they're really reaching out to other human beings to try and get a sense of what's happening in their unique scenario. They expose some level of information about themselves, even though they're in a throwaway account. So they'll give their age, the age of their partner, and they will depict the most unbelievable scenarios one can ever imagine out for the, in the open for the world really to see and scrutinize. One doesn't need to have a Reddit account to be able to view these subreddits, and people give feedback. And then other people up or downvote that feedback.
Oh, that's how it becomes more popular.
And exactly. And that's how the, I would say, best content on Reddit generally percolates to the top. When someone makes a comment that lots of people agree with, it goes to the top. There's also a way to sort by volatility where people vote up and vote down, and the most volatile comments,
of course, are the most interesting.
Go to the top. Right.
Wow.
So it's really, really interesting to see how much people are sharing what information they're willing to put online.
What's also interesting is how authentic it is. You know, when I read this peculiar bloke and he sent this whole list, part of me says, you know, this is not real. Either he's looking for sensationalism or a bit of publicity, or she is. You know, I'm deeply skeptical of a lot of these things. You know, we've seen that on reality TV. We've seen it on all of these things where you get traction because something is outrageous. We see our politicians doing the same. I'm absolutely convinced, last week, because of the EFF video where, and I don't know if you saw it, where this kid was cleaning up this mess at a university and these two EFF supporters were throwing the trash out. Because of that, because Julius Malema wanted to divert attention, he went and attacked Karima Brown. And so that video was forgotten about and we all moved on to be outraged about something completely different. Which was just part of their style. So I'm convinced that these types of things are also designed for public attention, which is also part of where relationships are going. So when you wake up next to your wife on your anniversary, you can't tap her on the shoulder and kiss her good morning and say happy anniversary. You've got to put it on Facebook. Why? Because it's got to be publicly displayed. I'm seeing it over and over again. Couples getting engaged privately, and then they will have the proposal. And the proposal isn't a proposal because they know they were getting engaged. The drinks are organized back home, and the family's waiting for them to come home, but they've got this public display of proposalness, which I think is completely ridiculous. But that's just how relationships are designed today, is around this very public nature, and I'm concerned about that.
There is a great deal of public attention that either people are seeking or people are putting their relationships in a way on display. This is definitely a thing. But what we are seeing as well is one has to ask the question, are you having an authentic conversation? So the Tinder conversation that you mentioned where the guy has sent the list of requirements or specifications for improvement. I think that one has to question the motive, as you have in general, whenever these elements are shared. So even if you're having a personal relationship, you may think that some element of the information may be exposed online. But not just that, is the behavior of the other person changing because it's going to be exposed online?
Ah, that's an interesting one. So are we behaving differently in our relationship because of the public nature of it?
Absolutely. And you mentioned the engagements. Certainly that's what we're seeing. The manifestation of the engagement process is coming out in a way that is really changing and dynamic because of the social aspect of that relationship.
So
when we're having an interaction, then I guess it speaks to the authenticity of that interaction. Are we having an interaction with that person in real time in that moment? Are we being present in that moment? Or are we actually having an interaction in that moment with our social networks?
Time is 8:54. Ivan Blumenfeld saying, remember when you were upset when someone read your diary? Now you're upset when someone doesn't read your diary, i.e. Facebook. That's absolutely right. We've changed completely from being private to being public. Where does it ultimately leave us? And there I wanted to end it for this morning and on this conversation. And a final word on this. Where are we going in our relationships?
I think it's important that we define the boundaries that we perceive for ourselves in our own relationships with our partners. And it extends not just to our partners, but also to families and other relationships that we have, which also extend to business relationships.
Mm.
Sharing things online has parameters, and we have to be cautious about what we are willing to share and define those parameters and actually articulate them. We haven't even begun to talk about the interesting dynamics that emerge with regard to future relationships with social media when it comes to things like passing on, moving on from life, and what your family and friends should do in those scenarios. So relationships are a tricky frontier. They involve a lot of emotion. They're charged. And I think it's important that we define the parameters as the world is changing around us so that our relationships too can change.
Absolutely right. Absolutely brilliant. That's unfortunately where we leave it. Adam Pantanovas, thank you as always. Fascinating conversation. We continue to explore these boundaries every Tuesday. Join us next week when we continue the same type of a conversation. It's about to go 8:56. A very good morning. I'm Howard Feldman.